Here in the United States, a different sort of battle has been joined by Hispanic Americans who want to enter the political arena. Hispanic voter clout has been growing. In both Texas and New Mexico, there are Hispanic candidates for governor for the first time. In Texas, Democrat Tony Sanchez will challenge the incumbent governor, Republican Rick Perry. And in New Mexico, candidates for both parties are Hispanic. Republican nominee John Sanchez faces Democrat Bill Richardson. To appraise what this means to the parties nationally and whether Hispanic influence will grow as a voting bloc, we turn to Ruben Navarrete, an editorial page columnist for the Dallas Morning News. Ruben Navarrete, if you were going to emphasize as a candidate your ethnicity, what would you presume voters think you stand for?
Well, I think you have to really break that question down in two pieces. One is the fact that you do acknowledge your ethnicity, that you seem to be proud of it, will benefit you. Independent of anything else you say from that point, it's been said in New Mexico, in the New Mexico race, that the fact that Richardson speaks Spanish is already winning him points with Hispanics, independent of anything he says in Spanish. So that's one part of it. In terms of the issues itself, there are going to be those issues that resonate very strongly with Hispanics. Education, healthcare, crime are issues that typically Hispanics care a great deal about. In a place like Texas, they might also care about things like immigration and the kind of challenges that immigration poses to cities and towns in Texas.
Well, you have in Texas the former governor, George W. Bush, now president, having made a very, very large appeal to Hispanic voters. How are the Republicans in Texas courting Hispanic voters?
Very badly at the moment. Since you've got a Hispanic running to become the first Hispanic governor of Texas, all of a sudden the Republicans are on the defensive in a way that they quite frankly weren't prepared to be. For instance, recently when Republicans gathered in Dallas for their state convention, one of their speakers was departing Senator Phil Graham. And in his speech, he took aim at this idea that the Democrats were putting forward a rainbow ticket, a diversity ticket with an African-American and a Hispanic on the ticket. And the takeaway from Graham's speech was really, hey, we're Republicans. We don't have to worry about that sort of thing. Diversity is divisive. We don't measure people based on skin color. We only care about the content of their character. And so we're really the party of opportunity, and we're the party that America should be turning to. The problem with that is that if you're a minority, if you're a Latino or African American sitting back in Texas listening to this, it's coming to you as an epiphany that race doesn't matter in Texas. And I think that Republicans run the risk then of seeming irrelevant and seeming out of touch.
Before we move on to New Mexico, tell us just a little bit about the Democratic nominee, Tony Sanchez.
Well, he's worth $600 million. Which is not a bad place to start.
Not a bad place to begin.
And especially not in Texas. You can't say he doesn't have the money to compete. Finance reports out this week, in fact, show that he has so far spent $30 million of his own money on this race. It comes from oil. The money comes from banking. He's a millionaire who lives down on the border town of Laredo. And now he's within 10 points of Rick Perry in the latest poll. That's a pretty good showing in Texas against a Republican incumbent who took the reins from George Bush, no less.
All right. Tell us something about the race in New Mexico. Both candidates are Hispanic. Is that a first in the state? And by the way, we should just mention to listeners, Bill Richardson is Hispanic. It's not a Hispanic surname, so it might be confusing. And his opposition is John Sanchez, not to be confused with the guy in Texas.
Exactly. And it's a little confusing out there. In New Mexico, really, frankly, New Mexico has been electing Hispanic leaders, Hispanic officials for over 100 years. But still, even having said that, this is the first time you've had two Hispanics running against each other for the top job. And these individuals couldn't be more different. One is, as you mentioned, Bill Richardson, former UN ambassador and energy secretary under the Clinton administration, returning to New Mexico, to his New Mexico roots. The other is somebody who never left New Mexico, an independent businessman named John Sanchez, 39 years old. He has a lot of support within the party. The big question everybody wants an answer to is, how will the Hispanic community go?
How are these two candidates positioning themselves?
It's interesting. I think that Richardson's making much more the typical by-the-book Democratic appeal. He's playing up the fact that he speaks Spanish. He's playing up the fact that he's Hispanic. In New Mexico, apparently something like a third, 40% of the voting base there will be Hispanic. And so clearly Richardson thinks that if he can win those Hispanic votes, he'll have a shot at becoming governor. Sanchez, on the other hand, is caught in more of a predicament because on the one hand, he knows that he can't simply walk into mostly Hispanic neighborhoods, Hispanic crowds, and boast about the fact of being a Republican, because Republicans are not, as a class of people, typically well-liked, well-trusted in the Hispanic community. And likewise, when he walks into Republican crowds, he's unsure of how he should market himself ethnically. So It's been an interesting thing to watch John Sanchez straddle this fence, if you will.
Ruben Navarrete, look nationally for us now, if you will, because this is a significant voting bloc and has factored into national elections. And I'm sure that both parties are trying very hard to take lessons from these two races in New Mexico and Texas.
Oh, it's a high-stakes game for sure. I've spoken to people both at the DNC and the RNC, people of various campaigns. They're not taking anything for granted. They're spending lots of money. They're on the ground. The reason this community is so important is not because they turn out and vote in large numbers. They do not. The reason they're important is because they're so fluid. Unlike African Americans who tend to vote 80-90% for Democrats, in this case, Hispanics have demonstrated that if you send forward the right type of Republican, one that's more accommodating, more compassionate, less combative, that Democrats have to watch out for Hispanic defections. And it really, you can see the traces of it everywhere, from starting at the top, from the president of the United States, who hosts Hispanic groups, saying, "Mi casa blanca es su casa blanca." And he makes a big play out of the fact that he speaks Spanish, and he has pretty good numbers. He has actually very good numbers among Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
Then all the way down the ladder, you have people like Dick Gephardt, for instance, on the other side of the fence, who is now coming out with a Spanish language website, who's going out and meeting with Spanish language newspapers. He's out there, también, se habla español. Both sides, I think, are competing very aggressively for this voter base. The voter base is saying, okay, well, gee whiz, I appreciate you're coming to me in Spanish, but what have you done for me lately? What are you doing for me now? What can you do for my kids? Talk to me about the issues.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Ruben Navarrete is an editorial page writer at the Dallas Morning News and a syndicated columnist with the Washington Post. He's been speaking to us from member station KERA in Dallas. Ruben, thanks again.
Thank you.